Good evening, my beautiful listeners. It's your girl. It's that time of the evening, keeping it real with your girl, Miss K. And tonight's segment is literally about, you know, praying parents. And this is for both parties. This is for the parents as well as the young people out there listening to what I'm saying this evening. What I want to get into is that, you know what, guys? The prayers of a parent can really just be a lifeline for you. And so don't dismiss when you see your parents praying, you know, constantly for you. God will continuously use them to send through that lifeline. And parents, don't stop praying for your kids. Because I can tell you right now, my mother and my father has prayed for me on my journey as I'm serving God. And still today, it has saved me from so many things, you know. Normally, they say the prayer of a mother, you know, can stand the test of times, because it's always seen that the mothers are always on their knees praying for their kids. And yes, they are. So kudos to all the mothers out there that still goes on their knees and pray for their kids, you know. Kudos to you guys. But for those parents that do it together, you know, mother and father, they say one can put 1,000 to flight, but two can put 10,000 to flight. And that is what I'm talking about today. We both parents can sit and pray, you know, for their kids. Go down on your knees and just intercede for your kids' future. Don't stop interceding. You know, sometimes we look at things and it doesn't seem like there's breakthrough. There are kids that I know, you, certain kids, parents pray for, and they're in drugs. They're doing different things. They're with the wrong partners. And the devil just tries and intercepts there, because the devil knows that as a parent, your kids are the most closest thing to your heart. So the devil tries to intercept there and tries to get you through your kids. You know, he allows to use your kids to embarrass you as a household, especially if you those type of parents that wants to keep up a good image, you know. And so the devil will use your kids and come in there. But parents, don't stop praying. Even if you don't see breakthrough where your kids is concerned, do not stop praying for them. I mean, I was on a journey where pastor's daughter, you know, the saying of pastor's daughters, it's not true. But in this case, I guess it might be true. I was on a journey, and, you know, as a young person, we go through stages in life getting to know ourselves. So we try different things. We dabble in different things. And parents understand that it is okay for your child to understand who they are. I mean, at a stage in your life, you did it too. You tried to see whether things are for you or not for you. And I'm not saying just, you know, just go into anything bad and figure out whether it's for you or not for you. No, I'm just saying that as a child, we become curious. We want to try things. And sometimes we tend to get lost in certain things. But it's only natural for a young person to try and seek and find who they are in seeing what they like, what they don't like, what they dabble in, what they don't dabble in. It kind of creates the person. But on that journey, you know, you need a praying parent, because the devil will do anything to suck you in to something you maybe only tried once as a young person. Maybe you tried to smoke to just be in with a clique or in with a crowd, and then, you know, you peer pressured into doing this, and you end up doing it, and then you get addicted, you know. And these are the things that are around us. And I want to say to parents that peer pressure is real out there. Sometimes it's not even your child that wants to do these things, but because they want to fit in with a crowd, they are pushed into peer pressure. So don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Even when things look okay, don't stop praying. Us as young people, we feel like we can't relate. Our parents won't be able to relate to us or understand us. So we don't tell you guys what we go through, you know. But that is when you as a parent just continue to pray for us. Don't stop praying. And I'm going to emphasize that continuously through what I would be speaking about, or what I am speaking about, actually. So I had my own ventures. I tried to figure out life, and I derailed from the path of serving God with all that I am. I always knew God was there. And, you know, they say, raise your kids in the way of the Lord and they will never depart from the ways of God. And I know that no matter how far I was from God, no matter what I found myself into, saying the name of Jesus Christ was always my saving grace. It was always the one thing I would say. And I see a lot of people tend to say that name when they find themselves in the deepest, darkest of moments. You know, they cry out the name of Jesus. And that is because those people were raised in the kingdom. They were raised, their parents spoke to them and taught them about the word of God. So guys, if you have babies, you know, and I'm speaking to the millennials right now, you know, a lot of the millennials at this moment got married, have kids, some hasn't got married and still have kids. And in those cases, you know, don't stop praying for your son or your daughter as a millennial, you know, or even couples that got married early and got divorced, still pray for your kids. Because in that even, you don't understand the difficulty of two parents separating. It causes so much hurt for a young person seeing their parents separate because they blame themselves to why that has happened. And trauma steps in and your child ends up dabbling in things that ends up hooking them. And you just feel like as a mother or as a parent that you've lost your child and you don't know how you would get them back. But the one thing I can tell you is if you raise your child up in the ways of the Lord, they won't depart. And if you continuously as a mother or a father or both parents together pray for them, there is no way God will not send in that moment of grace. And as I go back to my story, I want to emphasize where God has just thrown in that moment of grace. So I was getting to know myself. I dabbled in a few things. I'm talking about I wanted to know whether or not wine was for me. I wanted to know whether or not smoking was for me. So I tried these things, and bottom line, they weren't to my petite. I did not like smoking. I did not like drinking. I happened to be the lucky case. And it was only natural for me to know, because these things are around me 24/7. Like I said, guys, this is keeping it real with Miss K. So if I'm talking to you about this, it's just because I'm being open and honest about my journey, you know, so please don't take offense. But yeah, this is the journey I was on. And I tried to do all these things to see whether or not it was for me. And it wasn't for me. And I believe truly that was my parents' prayer and grace that got me in a position where it was things that I didn't find appealing. It was things that I wasn't peer pressured in. I could make my decision whether or not I wanted it. And I stood strong because it wasn't for me, you know. And like I said, I bring it back to the fact that my parents raised me up the right way. Yes, I ventured out from the ways of the Lord because I wanted to get to know me. I wanted to venture and understand who Michaela is as a person. And I did that. And because of my parents' prayers, you know, God always threw in a saving grace. As time went by, I got into the wrong relationships, got to know men that emotionally abused me, verbally abused me, and thank God they didn't physically abuse me. And once again, I can say that that was my parents' prayer. My parents couldn't save me. And this is what I want to say. When I grew up, my parents were very, like, you know, strict. They were the strictest. I honestly believe my parents were the strictest. But it made me want to get out. It pushed me out. So parents, you know, use wisdom when you try to reprimand your kids, because it also could be the cause of them venturing into these different things because they feel like their home is not even a safe space for them to get to know who they are. So try to be relatable. try to understand where your kids are coming from, you know. And when you have a moment that you feel like you and your kids are, there is confrontation between the two of you guys, say, as a parent, say to your child, let's pray. And, you know, going back to my story, I got in the wrong relationships. I was emotionally and verbally abused. And my parents did not stop praying. My mother was not, there was not one morning my mother was not on her knees praying for me. And it came to the point where I realized in myself, because my mother did everything. She could not pull me out of the relationship. She could not force me out of the relationship. She just ran to God and she prayed. And I came to my own realization that this is not for me. God has not called me to be a punching bag to some man with insecurities. No. And I got to the point where I started realizing my value as a woman. I realized my worth. I realized that I am anointed by God and I am a queen. Why am I getting involved with these guys that don't know how to treat a queen? And I just knew that if my mom forced me, if my parents forced me out of that relationship, I would have stayed longer just because my parents didn't like the person. And sometimes we tend to do this, parents. Just understand it is natural. It is normal. We normally don't like what you guys choose for us. But anyway, and my parents left me and they just prayed and I got out of it myself. And to the point that God sent in a wonderful man, a man that is not my type, not my taste, but a man that serves God with all of his power and with all that is him. He serves God, you know. And I was just like, no, man, I'm not for this guy. I don't like this guy. He's not for me. You know, there's no way. And my parents didn't send him. They just prayed that God would bring the right man because they felt like, you know, it's maybe time for Michaela to settle down. And I was in church and this guy comes into church and as I'm talking to him, God settles in my spirit. And once again, if my parents told me this, I would have been like, guys, please, this is not happening. I am not interested. But God said it. And I came to this point where, Lord, I have done everything. I've been in relationships out of my own strength and I have gotten hurt. So this time I'm going to honor you and whatever you require of me to be the best that I can be, to serve you with all that I am. Because like I'm at this point where I'm tired of running in circles in the wrong relationships. And God told me right there and then, Michaela, this is the man your parents has been praying for. This is your husband. And I'm like, no, no, Lord, it cannot be. And I heard it over and over again. And even in that journey, I just couldn't believe it. And I stuck with it and I was like, Lord, I'm going to trust your choice, okay? And today, I am looking at getting married soon. Yay. But I stayed the journey and I stayed with the man that God chose for me. And I can tell you, oh my word, he is everything I've asked for and so much more. He draws me closer to God. He wants to see me grow, you know. And I chose grace. I chose grace for the young people out there. God will always send you a lifeline, a grace, you know, where someone will speak to you about the word of God. He will always do that for you. All I want to say is take on that grace. And parents, do not stop praying for your kids. No matter how bad the situation seems, God hears your prayer, and I promise you, it's your prayers that throw in that grace moments for your kids. This is Keeping It Real with Miss K. Guys, I love you guys. Enjoy your evening further. I'm out.